Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
435 House seats, 35 Senate seats, and 36 governor's races will be decided as the midterm elections are tomorrow. Get out and vote like your country depends on it. South Carolina GOP Senator Tim Scott on Fox News is calling on all Americans that are sick and tired of being sick and tired with Washington.
I smell desperation in the air. It's crystal clear. If we are to win the majority in the Senate, it takes every single voter in a battleground state who is sick and tired of being sick and tired, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, to show up and vote for the Republican candidate.
Taking a cue from Elon Musk at Twitter, Meta, Facebook's parent company, is planning to begin large-scale layoffs this week. Meta reported more than 87,000 employees at the end of September. Company officials told employees to cancel non-essential travel beginning this week. There will not be a Game 7. The Houston Astros won the World Series late Saturday, beating the Philadelphia Phillies in six games. Last week, three Chinese companies have been ordered by the Canadian government to sell its lithium mining assets in Canada. The Great White North has now put limits on foreign involvement in supplying critical minerals used in batteries and high-tech products. The Communist Chinese government are mining in Africa, Latin America, and Canada, and are pushing for countries to buy electric cars. The Powerball jackpot sits at a record $1.9 billion after it rolled over Saturday night because no ticket matched all six drawn numbers. Monday's drawing will be the 41st Powerball drawing since the last jackpot was won on August 3rd. That happened in Pennsylvania. Remember, only play with money you can afford to lose. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let's get some details on tomorrow's midterm elections across the country. Tony Maruso reports from the Gulf Coast.
Election Day Tuesday, with over 39 million ballots already cast across the country. While we may not know for several days if either party will get majority in the Senate, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu said on Face the Nation that more has to be done to get Congress working again.
Both sides of the aisle in Washington have set a horribly low expectation for Washington. I mean, think about it. They pass, one way or another, they pass a bill, Republicans or Democrats or both, and we cheer it. It's supposed to be this great, great success because they got something done.
Going into Election Day, the Senate is split at an even 50-50 with the Vice President able to cast deciding votes. In the House of Representatives, Democrats hold a small majority, but recent polling indicates that will likely change on Tuesday. From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Elon Musk has announced Twitter accounts engaging in impersonating without clearly specifying parody will be permanently suspended without warning. The self-described Hollywood D-lister Kathy Griffin tested Elon's new policy. She did this on Sunday and lost. Her account has been suspended after changing her screen name to Elon Musk. Early Tuesday morning, the last total lunar eclipse for a few years will be taking place. NASA says totality begins at 5:17 a.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you knew it wouldn't be easy, right? But we keep trying, and we do it because it is hard, right? And that's what the American dream is all about. It's not just been something, it's been handed to us on a platter. I mean, you consider all that we invested in this great American idea, the lives that have sacrificed, for liberty. And here we are, 246 years later. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and with us right now is Hannah Anderson. We're going to be talking about her new book, Heaven and Nature Sing, 25 Advent Reflections to Bring Joy to the World. Hannah, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, I'm so glad to be with you, Bill.
Well, I'm excited to talk about this because I love Advent. I love what it represents. Tell our audience what Advent means to you.
Yes, and I love actually pivoting from even some of the difficult conversations we're having about, our society and country, because one of the things that Advent invites us into is just to name the brokenness. Historically, the season before Christmas was a time where the Christian church could lament and long for the Savior to come. And it's almost 4 weeks, is the 4 weeks before Christmas. And it's really a call for us to name why we need a Savior to begin with. Sometimes it's not necessarily a practice that's comfortable. We may prefer the joy and the festivity and the celebration of the season. But if we actually lean into the invitation of Advent to help us name what's not right in our lives, in our society, in our churches, in our world, it gives us space to really set our eyes on Jesus coming as the hope of the world.
I like how you've laid that out, because when you think, we were talking about this earlier with the founder and proprietor of AmericanFaith.com, and he's also senior pastor of a church in California, and we were addressing this issue that when God lays out the case before his creation, it's like a court of law. I mean, here's what God has against us. How we've offended him. There's no, loose misunderstanding, no suggestion. Here it is, just as he laid out the case of the children of Israel. And to hear you talk about this opportunity for us to go to the Father and lay out our case, and it's not a case of defense. This is what I understand. I'm not defending myself. This is how I understand how I offended you. And when we lean into that, I believe that we will be enlarged and maybe surprised that our offenses go further and there's others that we're not aware of.
Absolutely. But we also can do that with the confidence of knowing that our judge is also our Savior. And I think that's what frees us to name the brokenness in ourselves, the brokenness in the world around us without maybe that defensive posture of having to prove ourselves or justify ourselves, that we know
exactly
that the Creator came to His creation to redeem and save us in all the ways that we can't save ourselves. And that's really an unusual message right now, because so much of our world is caught up in self-justification and our sense of being right or proving ourselves right. And the invitation of Advent is to say, actually, we all stand before our Creator in need of His salvation. And the sooner we can name that, the sooner we can rejoice in the message of the coming baby that comes at Christmas time to be our Savior.
Well, that's the ultimate. It really is. That gives you that blessed assurance that God has a plan. It's here you are. You've laid yourself out. And as you say, you're leaning into this. And human nature is such, Hannah, as you know, is that, boy, when it gets uncomfortable, we want to get it over with. You know, let's get on the other side. Let's get to the baby Jesus. But I'm pausing here, kind of a Selah moment pause, to say that, you know, this is a leaning in on everything, leaning in on, you know, our complaint, we're bringing our case to God and our injuries, and we're laying that. And here's our chance to, you know, lay our case out to God and to hear what God says. I know for me personally, where this comes from is that there have been times, you know, when you go through the refiner's fire, right? And it is not good. You're just you're smelling, you know, stinky stuff. I mean, it's raw. It's raw flesh. I mean, it's just terrible. But you also, I found that when you, as you experience that and you get through it, it's like you're going, okay, God, I mean, let's get it all. I mean, you know, okay, as you're going through the process, you don't want to leave anything behind. I mean, I'm in the fire, so let's cook it all out. Let's not hold anything back. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. This is a season of confession and lament and refining. And the thing that was particularly important to me within this book was to say, this is actually a repentance and a confession and a longing that we're doing together. Like, none of us are alone in our brokenness. None of us are alone in our sinfulness that needs to be redeemed. But what I found fascinating as I studied and researched for the book is there's a passage in Romans that says that the creation is groaning with us,
yes,
longing for redemption. And so the kind of question I wanted to pull on this Advent was, wait a minute, what if we're all in this together, and the voice of praise that we lift during this season is as much a voice of longing and a cry for redemption? Not just our voices, but the entire creation singing out to God, will you come? Will you save us from our brokenness?
Right. Yeah, because Jesus even brought it down to the stones, right? When the Pharisee said, hey, tell those people to be quiet. He says, if I was to do that, even the stones would cry out. Boy, that's an interesting concept, isn't it?
It is. And once you start thinking along that way, and, you know, initially it feels a little like, I don't know if this is biblical. Can I think this way? But then when you find passages like in Romans 8, where it says that creation is longing for the redemption to see the sons of God revealed, when you read about the stones crying out, when you read in Psalm 19 that the heavens declare the glories of God, there is this witness around us that is speaking truth, both about God's saving glory, but also the brokenness that we exist in and why we all need a Savior. And so, kind of pulling on that thread, what I wanted to do this Advent was to say, well, what are the natural elements in the Christmas story that point us in that direction? What are the kind of pieces of the Christmas story, whether it's the animals in the stable or the image of Jesus being the root of the tree, that tree of Jesse? What are these images in the scripture that are natural but point us back to Jesus as the creator of the world and as the savior of the world?
That's God for us, isn't it? I mean, it's always to a point. It points to him, just like the Holy Spirit is pointing to him. He's pointing to the Father, and it's for our blessing and our liberty. We've got more from Hannah. Stay
with
us after
this. What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, and we have Hannah Anderson. We're talking about her brand new book. Wow, and this is so cool. It's Heaven and Nature Sing, 25 Advent Reflections to Bring Joy to the World. Advent is just around the corner, coming at us sooner than you think. And, gosh, I'll tell you, Hannah, with a blood moon, you know, up tonight, you know, this being a Shemitah, you know, Jubilee year that we're also going in, it's an interesting conversion of spiritual signs that are speaking to us right now. And your book, I see your book just dovetailing, you know, with what God is doing right now for us.
You know, it's been interesting to me over the last few years as I've started writing more on creation and the message and the witness of nature to realize how detached most of us are from the natural world around us. We live in our houses, we get in our cars, we are online, we're in our computers. And part of the reason I didn't really recognize how distant we were because my husband and I live in a rural space. We both grew up in rural communities. We garden, we farmed. You know, this was our very natural experience of the world. And then as we started making friends, as we got older, we realized the things that were very natural to us and in our kind of knowledge and experience weren't quite as shared. And so over the last few years, God's really given both he and I opportunity to kind of help Christians come back to the creation and say, look, this is a testimony of something about God and we need to pay attention to it. We need to kind of lift our head away from our machines for a little bit
and
really kind of tune our ears to what the creation is speaking to.
Mm-hmm. And as you say, I mean, God's already established this. It is in its own rhythm with the Creator. Even though the creation may be out of sync, all is well with that which God has established. And it's up to us to come into alignment with that which he's created and called us to steward, right? If we are going to be the best that we can be as co-laborers with God.
I love that you use the word rhythm because I think that's one of the things that we've lost in being distanced from creation, in being distanced from the natural world. We've lost a sense of regular rhythmic patterns and time, and we rush around like, you know, we stay up late, we because of light and because of all of these other electrical modern inventions, which we love. We also have lost kind of the seasonal rhythms. We've lost daily rhythms. And Advent's really an interesting time because not only is the creation calling us back to rhythms, but Advent itself was rooted in rhythm. In church history, this was a rhythmic cycle that Christians knew was coming and they could anticipate and kind of build their lives around. And one of the things I think is modern, within modern life, is we really have lost these kind of cycles and habits. And one of the beauties of rhythmic life is it teaches us by repetition. Every year we come back to this season of longing and lament. Every year we're reminded of the truth of the Savior. And so part of recapturing this kind of affinity and attention to nature is also really recapturing those natural rhythms.
Exactly. Well, the season of Advent, you've noted, and I've noted as well, that it has changed. You know, it's converged with the hustle and bustle of, you know, presents and things of this world. And in the process of doing that, we're ignoring God's greatest gift to us. Or at least we're subordinating it, if not totally ignoring it. Right?
Yes. One of the things I do, like when I'm trying to help people understand Advent or to analyze their own patterns, is I say, well, when does the Christmas season start for you? And most of us, that starts on Black Friday, which is a consumer holiday. That's not a church holiday. That's the way we kind of initiate ourselves into the Christmas season. And if we will pause long enough to recognize how much of our celebration is driven by things other than the story of the Savior coming to the earth. And this isn't to say that the gifts we give and the celebrations we have are in any way wrong, but we might want to pull back long enough to be intentional about the cycles and the rhythms that we establish. And one of those things that we might be able to recover is permission not to keep up with the busyness, permission to have a more reflective time, permission to step away from the feeling of obligation or expectation, and to use these weeks before Christmas as a slower, more contemplative, lamenting time to help bring us into the joy of the Savior.
Amen. You know, when I was in Israel, Hannah, I got to share with you something that has just stuck with me so much. And that was, I was at the Western Wall and at the start of the Sabbath. And if you've ever been there, the Jews, as they come in to celebrate the Sabbath, the beginning of the Sabbath, arm in arm, and you hear this energy of praise to God. Because, you know, what they're holding to in this tradition, kind of what you're referring to here, is stopping all work, and everything is focused on God and thanking God for the day off. You know, our big boss has given us the day off, and to watch how they come in, you know, celebrating this day off and this witness. And as I'm hearing you speak, my heart goes back to Jerusalem at the Western Wall observing this. And I'm thinking, that's the way we should come into Advent. Not on a Black Friday consumer mentality, but on, you know, a time of anticipation, another moment of reality of God's fulfilling promises to us. That God Almighty has blessed us with this time and season that, boy, I'll tell you, and as I've been spending more time in the Advent season, it has really heightened my appreciation about Christmas. It's only natural that that's going to happen, right? Go ahead.
It is, and I think what we forget is that if we spend those weeks before Christmas in heightened celebration and all of the consumptive kind of ways, by the time we get to Christmas, we're usually exhausted and we're ready for it to just be done. And if we use those weeks before Christmas for a slower, reflective kind of entering into the season, it does the same thing as maybe cycles of fasting and feasting do, where the feasting is richer because we've had the season of lament and loss and fasting. And so I think these things are designed to work together. And we see it in the Old Testament that way, where the cycles of fast and feast actually were complementing each other and made each richer rather than just having all feasting all the time.
I got to imagine, Hannah, one of the added benefits of this is we know also that the Christmas season can be depressing for people. And maybe that's because our focus is on the wrong thing. And that if we're focusing on God, and like you say, we're looking at this season through the eyes of creation and joining with all creation, you know, I think it's hard to be depressed when you have company, you know, when you're joined with other people. Is that fair to say? We got about a minute left. Go ahead.
Yeah, or the obligation of depression, you know, the obligation of celebration feels heavy. Maybe you have something to be grieving. Maybe you lost a loved one. So that grief, Advent allows you to grieve and not feel the obligation of always heightened celebration and say, yes, we are waiting for redemption. So yes, you can have this sadness and bring it to God and bring it to the Savior, knowing He will make this right in the end.
30 seconds left. What do you want the readers to get from your book, Hannah?
Oh, I just want them to know that together with creation, we are all longing for this Savior baby who comes. And we see Him at work already, but the joy of knowing that He's at work in the world around us as much as within ourselves is just, I can't ever get over that message.
Amen. I'm with you. Author and Bible teacher who lives in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. Whoo, what great sights. Hannah Anderson, thank you.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825.
800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Rights groups have raised concerns about wrongdoings by the host government at COP27. The UN climate conference with more than 40,000 people flying in on fossil fuel jets. The issue at hand is the spying on attendees, the arrest of protesters by the Egyptian government. UK officials say they plan to raise awareness of Egypt's questionable activities during the massive convention that will run through the 18th. The Russian-installed administration in Ukraine's Kherson region has said that Kherson City lost water and power after what it called an act of sabotage. The Ukrainian people are also suffering the same outages after Russian missiles destroyed much of their infrastructure. Monday Night Football tonight, the New Orleans Saints will host the Baltimore Ravens. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Okay, that's where it is. Here we are one day. Could be the most historic day in our current history in this country with this midterm election right before us. Will it be a red wave? Will the blues be able to block it off? Or like what we've been talking about and praying for, is that it would be an American wave, that this would be a time of unanimity where we would come together as a people in support of the great American idea and returning back to the first principles that you've heard me speak of. You know, like any situation, any institution that has lost its way, and I would say that, polling evidence, the empirical data would say that we have lost our way. You've got 80% of America saying we're on the wrong track. I think that's an indication that we've lost our way. So what are we going to do in order to get back on track? So what we need to do is subordinate our emotions for a moment here, okay, and be reasonable to where we can have our eyes open to the reality of what it looks like actually when we are united and we're back in alignment with the first principles that gave us this great American idea. I'm going to let you think about that for just a moment. Kenny Zhu is with us, author of the new book, An Inconvenient Minority, The Attack on Asian American Excellence and the Fight for Meritocracy. He is the president of Color Us United, which advocates for a colorblind society. Amen. Kenny, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate your heart. I'm with you on this. I think that America, for the most part, we're probably more colorblind than we realize. But the media and other particular interest groups want us to think in terms of color. And we know better. I mean, we do know most reasonable people, you know, are getting along. I think we're further on down the road than they give us credit for. But it doesn't stop them from agitating because, the race baiters are out there and, they get traction. They raise money. And the reason they do it is because there is a consumer base for this ill-founded concept that is deleterious to this democratic republic. Is that fair to say?
I think it's very fair to say. You see it everywhere in studies and media marketing. Everything is about color. Mm-hmm. They're saying, well, black kids are not getting educated because of racism. No. It is true that, you know, black kids are less likely to score high on certain test scores and everything like that, but it's not because of racism. We've been spending three times as much money on black kids as we have adjusted for the rate of inflation over the past 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
But the left wants us to think in terms of color because it promotes their idea that America is a racist country and we should distrust our neighbor.
Exactly.
And what I feel compelled to fight for with Colorist United is saying no. You know, we are generally very tolerant and nice, and if we want to get to the real heart of the problem, we can't be blaming color for all of the things that are going on.
Well, especially when you talk about black America, many experts say, look at the issue with black America is fatherlessness. I mean, when you have so many kids raised today being brought in this world without a father, you know, that's devastating. And let's not even, you know, okay, let's go ahead and also bring up the issue of abortion. You know, 40% of the abortions have been targeted on the black community. They've been told by policy, by actuation, that they're considered less than and disposable. Okay? And so this is part of what impacts their psyche and their performance, as opposed to other cultures where their children are revered, their future is committed to. And when I say committed to, I'm talking about parents. I came from a Hispanic, you know, heritage. My parents were very much, we had nine kids, and they were all in support of each one of their kids. I know in the Asian communities, it's the same thing. I mean, it's all in the culture. And people can understand from that and see the clear difference between families like ours versus black communities that have been pummeled and have been basically, they've been rewarded for this type of behavior, and the kids are the ones that have paid for it. And when I say rewarded, you know, like you said, here we are, we're spending all this money to educate them, but it's not lining up. I mean, we're kind of wasting the money because we're giving these kids mixed messages, aren't we?
Exactly, you know, and with regards to what you're saying, when we say the word rewarded, we also, you know, need to talk about the welfare system and how it's been stacked.
That's what I was referring to.
You,
go ahead. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're a single
yeah.
mother with a kid, you get welfare benefits. You don't get them if you don't have kids. The more kids you have, the more welfare benefits you get. And, you know, we do this in the name of helping the poor and the truly underprivileged. By the way, I mean, those are the kinds of definitely, you know, kids need money. They need resources. No doubt about that, to live a good life. But we also have to think about, well, what is the situation that leads to single motherhood in the first place or absent fathers in the home? How did we get there? You know, we need to restore, you know, sexual norms in the school and in the workplace. And we need to restore, you know, cultures of discipline and accountability. And that is beyond race. I know Asian American. I know there are some Asian Americans that are in the same situation, you know. But they're comparatively fewer in this country because we have you know, many Asian American communities have cultures where they do have respect and accountability, and that's part of the reason
right.
why I'm focusing on Colorist United, because I don't want to focus on race. I want to focus on culture because that's what's truly going to help the communities at hand.
Well, we can learn. We can learn from other cultures, and this is what you're doing, and you're bringing this to the present and up front so that people can see, okay, this is how this community rolls, and look what happens. Look how their kids are overperforming in education and their careers. Isn't that what you want for your kid? Okay, so if you want to be successful, do what successful people are doing. You know, I had an extended conversation with Bob Woodson from the Woodson Institute, and we were talking specifically about the war on poverty in the mid-60s, well before you were born, Kenny,
yeah.
that, you know, President Johnson and the Democrats came up with this, you know, war on poverty. And when you thought about it at the time, it really wasn't it really didn't deserve the attention or the money that it got. It wasn't that big a deal, but it was a political point for the Democrats, okay? And they sold the people on this idea that you had all these, you know, these dumb black people that didn't know better, and we needed to help them out. We needed to, you know, invest all this money. Well, fast forward to modern day, and we probably have invested somewhere between $25-30 trillion for the war on poverty. And you look at what we've done and how much the needle has been moved for $30 trillion, it's clear that it's insane that we did not, you know, it was a waste of the people's money. And when you waste people's money for something like you know, lifting people up and not doing it, I mean, to me, that is that's beyond nuts. And I asked Bob directly. I said, Bob, what happened with this? What's going on? We spent all this money. He goes, Bill, you got to understand. He says 70% of that money went to the bureaucrats, mostly black, went to the bureaucrats to administer this war on poverty. So this is the problem. We look to government to solve problems, and they don't. Government looks at and the bureaucracy looks at it as an opportunity to fill their own pockets and not really address the problem. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I absolutely understand what you're saying. And now, you know, the government is facilitating these narratives that try to blame these problems that were created because of bad policies. And they now blame these policies on racism.
Right.
Vague idea of systemic racism is all over our country now. It's all over our corporations, our DEI departments, critical race theory and schools. And that's why, you know, if you go to colorrushunited.org and you sign up for our newsletter and you hear about the work that we do combating this narrative, investing our corporations at places like American Express and the Salvation Army.
Kenny, got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. We come back. More from Kenny afterwards.
With tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, you should be encouraged, you know, with these ideas that are coming up. I mean, it's not like America is folding its tent and saying, okay, it's just this is the way it's going to be. We are still reaching out for this great American idea to realize a more perfect union. This is a process. It's not a guarantee that we're there. Nobody's claiming that to be the case. But it's up to we the people to make this happen. And, of course, tomorrow on voting day, midterm election day, it is your golden opportunity to help right the ship here on behalf of all Americans. Kenny Zhu is with us, author of the new book, An Inconvenient Minority, The Attack on Asian American Excellence and the Fight for Meritocracy. Kenny, I would say we're at the crossroads of meritocracy versus mediocrity, because if we do not rise to the challenge and respond to meritocracy, we will get what seems to be the vision for these globalists, and that is for us not to own anything and to be happy and to be all part of the collective. And that means we will be less than, we will be relegated to a mediocre way of living. I mean, that shudders me. I don't know about you.
That's exactly right. It was predicted by Aldous Huxley in Brave New World, the hit fictional book in 1949. When everybody was collectivized and treated with soma to make them happy. So everybody was happy, but nobody was free. If you want to maintain freedom and excellence, you need an undergirding principle, and that's meritocracy. Meritocracy says we're only going to promote and elevate people who are the best of the best. And we're not going to use any other reason, political or otherwise, to try to promote other people. That's what gives governments legitimacy. That's what gives our institutions legitimacy. By the way, that's also why our bridges work and our air conditioning works.
Right.
In my book, An Inconvenient Minority, I talk about this decline in this ideal, meritocracy, at the elite of the elite institutions, Harvard, Yale, those kinds of places. They are prioritizing race above all of these other factors, and it's having an impact on the quality of the student body and will have an impact on the quality of our nation.
Exactly. Well, the Supreme Court, the hearing on racism in higher education that you're slightly referring to, really brings into question here, you know, the reality of affirmative action. You know, here it's been in play for over a decade, maybe two, and what's the analysis after this experience of affirmative action? Has it been positive or negative?
I think that I'm very positive about the future of the end of race preferences in higher education. I've been on this trail for about 5 years. This is our best chance yet. The Asians suing Harvard University for discrimination is our best chance to restore a colorblind admission system where people are treated on their merit, not on their race. I don't want anyone elevated because of their race. I don't want Asians elevated because of their race. I don't support diversity for Asians either. But it just so happens that at Harvard University, it's diversity against Asians because Asians are so academically successful that they have to be discriminated against now in order to make room for other minorities. This is why the Asians are suing, and they have a really great point. They have to score 270 points higher on the SAT to have the same chance of admission. This isn't meritocracy anymore. This is admissions based on racial consciousness.
Yeah, the thing is that when people really see this for what it is, I mean, could you imagine you go into a Super Bowl game championship and you've got to check all these boxes, and depending on how many boxes you check, you know, you could go into the game with the opposing team already having three touchdowns because of affirmative action mentality.
Right, you know, I mean,
it's absurd.
Hey, you know, if you decide to play at a golf tournament where other people have handicaps, that's fine. But the pros don't do that.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Same thing. So this is the deal, because you want, you know, most people, I would say, want a level playing field. They want a shot at it to be the best they can be, to be productive, and be measured by the field of play. And this level of freedom is what takes us to new heights and causes us to really build a stronger America that is win-win. Now, when we're talking about this, I know some people may, well, you know, some people might think this is the survival of the fittest. You know, explain and address that issue for people who might want to look at it that way.
It is not the survival of the fittest. It's how the fittest in each field is able to help other people in the best way, right?
Right.
There are positions of extraordinary responsibility in our country, doctors, lawyers, you know, school teachers. Who do you want teaching your kids? Who do you want being operating on your lung? Who do you want building your bridge? Do you want a doctor of a certain race, or do you want the best qualified doctor? I think the answer for 99% of Americans is we want the best qualified doctor. I don't care if he's Korean. I don't care if he doesn't even speak English. If he can operate on my heart and keep me alive, then that helps. That's why meritocracy is essential to the foundation of our success, because it's not, oh, the fittest survive and get all the privilege. It's the fittest get the responsibility to do service to other people. And that's what we should be doing in our country.
And sometimes what happens here, Kenny, is people look at it and say, you know, I want to be better than Shaquille O'Neal. Well, I'm sorry, you're 5'7". You're in the wrong lane. You could be better than Shaquille O'Neal in another discipline, but not when it comes to basketball, right?
Exactly. You know, are we complaining that the NBA is 75% black? No, we're not, because we recognize that it's not because they're black that they got in. It's because they're the most talented. They have the best ball skills. And, yeah, they have certain genetic characteristics that allow them to get that way, you know. But if you're going to be a leader in society, if you're going to be an academic, if you're going to be somebody who wants to go to Harvard and make an extraordinary impact, that better come with the requisite merit-based skills. And the Asians have shown over and over again that they have the highest academic ratings, with the highest extracurriculars, the highest teacher recommendations, and the highest alumni recommendations. But according to my book, An Inconvenient Minority, Harvard rates them lowest on this thing called personality, which measures likability and courage and kindness, which are entirely subjective metrics.
Yes.
And then they use that to dock them in the admissions system. So this is an admissions practice that has to end, and this is why the Supreme Court case is being fought right now.
Yeah, I hope people understand that this is what Harvard is doing. And it's not only Harvard, but other institutions. You know, this DEI movement, as you mentioned, that's going through and controlling corporate America. Again, it's a promotion for mediocrity. And anybody that wants to, you know, perform to their level of excellence, you know, they're going to be shunned. They're going, you know, they're going to be canceled. They're going to lose their job because, you know, this is the problem I've had in my experience whenever I've worked with companies that are unionized is that I've hit the ceiling. Everywhere I've gone, I've overperformed, and it's a problem. And, you know, and that's where one of the things that I've held to in values, in this value equation that I've taught on and have written about, is that you have to have a fair chance to win. And a fair chance to win is that you go out there and you're able to exercise your God-given talents and giftings, and they're given that opportunity to grow, because that's what drives us all, is that it wakes us up at 3 o'clock in the morning and tells us, hey, you know, we could have done better. And, you know, and hopefully it's just within our choice to do better that we're free to do that, and not that we're institutionalized to not do our very best, right?
I agree, and that's why, you know, we need to talk about, you know, ending the DEI bureaucracy, ending the influence of the industry that uses the racism narrative to pummel meritocracy and ordinary individuals who just want to work hard and succeed.
Exactly.
So that's colorrustunited.org. We speak out for those employees. If you're an employee of a company that's practicing DEI, or an organization that is trying to convince you that racism is the cause of social ills, sign up for our organization at colorrustunited.org and give us a tip. We might fight for you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and Kenny, the other thing that is so dangerous right now, and it's even being spouted from the President of the United States, this idea of white supremacy. I mean, this is not helping the issue. This is a different side of the same card, is it not?
Right. Is it white supremacy? That's the reason why black kids are underperforming on the SAT or the standardized scores. Is it white supremacy? About why the reason our inner cities, you know, are ridden with crime, when it seems like all of the administrators are equity focused and minority. You know, is it white supremacy as the reason? No, it's not. You know, we spend so much money, so much time groveling about these kinds of things. You know, we give actually, by Obama said in 2015, he doesn't get criticized enough, but he put in 2015 that every school who's majority black or Hispanic has to get extra funding, so now they get extra money, and the scores are still bad.
Right.
Worse.
Yes.
So it's
well,
a problem.
Yeah, that's the empirical evidence that is an inconvenient truth, as you would say. Kenny Hsu, author of the new book, An Inconvenient Minority, The Attack on Asian American Excellence and the Fight for Meritocracy. Kenny, one more time, tell them the website they can go to. We got 5 seconds left.
Go to colorrustunited.org. Have us fight for you against DEI. Colorrustunited.org.
We decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides...